Bentornati all'ascolto, siamo al Jazz Summer Meeting 2019 e siamo in compagnia di uno degli artisti che si esibiranno oggi.
My name is Ben Maunder, guitarist, and I'm going to play, I'm going to kind of leave it open to what I feel in the moment, but most likely going to be some arrangements of standards that I wrote and some original music. That's about it.
I was just reading before that your last album was just released in this year, 2019.
Right.
You're gonna play something from this album as well?
Yes, probably. There are a couple of arrangements that I'm gonna attempt to perform.
I know you're kind of a reference for people that play guitar. I know that you cooperated with a lot of artists and did a lot of music together with other people, and this is one of the first time that you play here in Switzerland, right?
It's probably the first time I've played solo in Switzerland, but I've played many times here in the past with different configurations.
And how does it feel like to play solo compared to being part of a group? It's not your first solo album. You've chosen this path for other productions. What's the difference for you?
It's very scary.
Speaking of your collaborations, just to quote one, you did the last album of David Bowie. That's a big thing.
Yeah, I was part of that. That was through my old friend Donnie McCaslin, who's basically acted as the arranger and musical director for that record, and so he was in close collaboration with David. And when they decided they needed some guitar on some of the tracks, not all of them, but Donnie was nice enough to ask me to collaborate.
What is your favorite collaboration ever? I know you played with so many people. It must have been an experience. Every artist has its own way to create a record. Who was your favorite experience with artists?
Well, that's a tough question because I've played with so many different types of musicians and in different styles of jazz. But I appreciate my duo project that I have with the singer Theo Bleckman. That's one of my favorite things to do. I have a sort of an improvisational trio with Tony Malaby and different drummers, usually Nasheed Waits, and that's a lot of fun. The stuff I've done with Paul Motion is fun because Paul's been a hero of mine since I started listening to jazz. And I was been fortunate enough to work with him in his groups as well as with Bill McHenry's quartet. Bill McHenry's a great saxophone player. So those are a few of my favorite things over the decades.
How did you get here? Who called you? How that worked out for you?
Roberto Pianca emailed me. I don't think we'd ever met, but he had the idea to invite me to play solo. It was not even that long ago, so I guess it came together sort of at the last minute, but luckily I happen to be free tonight. If I hadn't had this gig, I would be at my 40th high school reunion, so I was very glad to have an excuse to fly to Switzerland and not have to do that.
And we are very glad to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.